Nashville, Tennessee, and Santa Clarita, California, this is the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
I come from a time where cowboy song and rhyme don't mean very much to some, but there ain't nothing phony about a good riding spade with pony. Makes my world go round. I don't care about what some folks talk about. No, my world is smaller than all that. I live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. A mirror, an image looking back at you. Eyes are the window to the soul. In the eye of the horse you will find your own. Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. It's easier said than done, but that's how the West was won. Living off the folklore of the old. It's tested, it's tried and true, it'll work best for me and you. Some call it the cowboy code. Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. Crazy and things look a little hazy. Not sure exactly how you feel. Just jump up on that silky hide, take yourself a little ride, put in perspective what is real.
Be faithful to the brand, always ride with grit and sand, keeping your eye on the trail.
Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. Just live a simple life, work hard and wear a cowboy hat. That's
Trinity Seeley's A Cowboy Hat, and good Thursday morning from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Gary Holt, along with my co-host Bobby Bell in Santa Clarita, California. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Gary. We've got sunshine and a warm day. What have you got going on there?
We have a beautiful sunny day today, and I think we're supposed to hit the mid-70s. Before we drop down to the 20s and snow on Saturday night and Sunday morning. So welcome to one of the strangest winters we've had in a few years, but it's all good. It is all good. So if you got your cowboy hat, that was a great song, award-winning song from Trinity Seeley. You got your cowboy hat this morning?
I do. I have it on right underneath my headphones. How about you?
I can't get my headphones over my cowboy hat, so I'm afraid I don't have it on. I can see it hanging. But anyway, we've got a fun show today. I mean, this is an all cowboy show, and some great music and some great stories to tell today. But tell us who our special guest is.
Well, we will be talking with Ryan Fritz, and he'll be calling in from Canada.
All right, where it's not quite as warm, I don't think, as it is in California and in Tennessee today. But we'll find out more about that when we bring Ryan on in just a moment. But let's thank our sponsors. We're so appreciative of their support. And those are the sponsors you'll find in the General Store, where you'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the Western and equestrian lifestyle, and our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches. For the finest riding destinations in North America, be sure and visit our Legacy Select horse campgrounds and guest ranches, and you'll find all of those on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. Now we're going to invite you to take a deep seat in the saddle, grab a big cup of coffee, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ryan Fritz on the Campfire Cafe on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
Why do you roam? Cowboy, cowboy, you can't stay at home. The cattle are bawling, a lonesome wind's calling. Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam? You ride around all day on that big handsome bayou, trailing doggies or looking for strays. Your mind's on the whiskey you won't drink tonight, 'cause you're in a cow camp and it's mighty dry. Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam? Cowboy, cowboy, you can't stay at home. The cattle are bawling, a lonesome wind's calling. Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam? First of December, you left the tall timber, followed those cows down to that feed ground. And you kept riding, your horse was even hiding. What's with you cowboys? You can't stay put. Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam? Cowboy, cowboy, you can't stay at home. The cattle are bawling, a lonesome wind's calling. Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam?
Today's guest, Ryan Fritz, began songwriting back when he left home to cowboy on Canada's Gang Ranch in the Cariboo region of British Columbia. Playing guitar and writing songs every night is something he's done since he left home at 17 to live in a remote cow camp. He writes ranching type songs with a working cowboy's flair, keeping in mind the listener who never got to live this kind of lifestyle. His music is inspired by the trails he's rode and living the cowboy way of life. Ryan's riveting voice will captivate you and lead you down the trail of the modern day cowboy and days of the old West. A true product of the West, Ryan Fritz was born in British Columbia, raised in Alberta, and now calls Saskatchewan home. He runs his own outfit on the prairies of Saskatchewan with his family, where traditions of cowboying, ranching, and music are a part of everyday life. He has recorded 5 CDs, each one a unique testimony to the cowboy life he loves, the people he's known, and the landscape he calls home. Today we celebrate his newest award, the prestigious Wrangler, presented by the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. Ryan will take home the honor for Best Original Western Composition for Keeper of the West, the title song of his most recent acclaimed album, produced by John Cunningham and Eli Barcy. The 56th Annual Western Heritage Awards will be presented April 22nd. Making his debut appearance, please welcome to Campfire Cafe, a man who can handle a pen as well as a rope, Ryan Fritz. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Glad to be here. And hello from sunny but cold Saskatchewan, Canada.
Well, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Gary. So glad to be on your show here.
Yeah, so you've already had a busy morning, you said. What were you doing before the show?
Yeah, well, we've got some heifers calving, so besides getting up and checking during the night, that was fine, and did my feeding and was waiting for one to calve, and it didn't happen. So I just finished pulling a calf literally before I got in here and dialed your number, but I did manage to wash one hand anyway.
Oh, gosh. Well, when we talk about real cowboy, you're a real cowboy, and that's part of the cowboy life, isn't it? Things have to be done when they have to be done.
That's for sure. Yeah, whether it's summertime or 30 below, which we have right now, we're digging. We had a 2-day blizzard here, and we just dug out of that. And when you grab hold of a calf puller with a wet hand at this temperature, it's not the best feeling.
You know, since we were just talking about as a cowboy, doing what you have to do when it has to be done. And we didn't mention this earlier, but we want to keep in our prayers those cowboys that lost their lives the last couple of days during these horrible fires that are going on out in Texas and Colorado and Kansas and Oklahoma. And they were doing what cowboys and cowgirls do, and they were taking care of their stock. So let's keep those folks that are, have lost their lives, their families, in our prayers, as well as the folks that are having to deal with those horrible fires that are going on out there. But yeah, cowboys go through a whole lot. It's not all the glamour that you see on TV and the movies, is it?
Not always. No, that's definitely for sure. You find that out your first day of work.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's hard work, but it's a matter of being there. Whether you're looking after, you know, 10 or 100 head or 5,000, you just got to be there.
Yeah, yeah, well, you do. Well, tell us a little bit, and we only do this to our guests the first time they're on the show, so we won't torture you, you know, after you come back another time. But tell us a little bit about your growing up and how the cowboy way of life got started for you.
Sure. Well, I grew up in southern Alberta, and I guess the biggest town would be close Lethbridge, Alberta, and that's about 60 miles north of Montana border. And it's an area just full of the Western history, and my great-grandparents had homesteaded there 1900. They came up from Montana in a wagon and established the place there, and that's the area I grew up in. And it was sort of a mixed farming and cattle area. But in the distance, you could always see the foothills and Rocky Mountains, which I spent most of my time in school staring out the window towards those hills and mountains, and that's what captivated me. But I grew up, you know, listening to my grandpa and stories of the old days, and lots of neat old rancher guys, and I've had the bug my whole life. I knew that I was going to cowboy.
Well, that's a pretty cool way to grow up, and to know what you want to do at a young age like you did is kind of special. So many youngsters today come out of school and they have no idea what they want to do. So
I know it was hard.
Big impact.
Trying to stay in school. I did finish school, but it was hard to hold me. I used to hop on a Greyhound bus on my Friday nights and head west to one of the ranches there and spend the weekend. And from the time I was 14 and even when I was 16, worked in the Rocky Mountains there, pack outfits, and just eventually kept heading west till I got to work on the big outfits, Douglas Lake Gang Ranch. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really neat life traveling the cowboy lifestyle, really, just roaming ranch to ranch. Like the song is, "Cowboy, cowboy, why do you roam?"
Yeah.
Not sure if I'm talking to myself or it's a general statement, but probably to myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Well, let's get to a song and then come back and find out more about your cowboy lifestyle and when music came into your life. But I think this is an appropriate song to go to right now, and it's called "Give the Boy a Rope." Story mm-hmm. behind this one?
This song here, well, on our ranch where we grew up or where we're living here, there wasn't a lot of help, so my kids learned at an early age they had to have a rope. And it, from the outside, it might sound like you're putting your kid into work, but actually when you give a boy a rope or your kid and a horse, you're also giving them your time. And because you don't just hand them a horse or a rope and expect them to go do something. You're spending lots of time with them, and they're learning work ethic and try and things like that, and love for the life. And that's mm-hmm. kind of this song. You give a kid a chance. Nowadays, it seems a lot of kids are stuck in a computer game or something, and some, you know, people don't spend the time with them and don't bother, but you definitely should. So that's a little bit of a song.
All right, let's take a listen to "Give the Boy a Rope." We're talking with Ryan Fritz on the Campfire Cafe.
Give a boy a rope, and you hope that he'll want to use it. But give him your time, and you'll find he won't refuse it. Show him what you know and how to throw. Then encourage, let him have fun. Maybe rope his mom, give a boy a rope. Give a boy a horse, and of course he'll wanna ride it, and you'll be so glad you're his dad. You can't hide it. Tell him to sit tall and clean his stall, and take him with you a little every day. Goes a long way. Give a boy a horse, but give a boy a rope, and he's gonna use it and get tangled up, and then he's bound to lose it. But he's gonna learn that it can burn or catch a good dream. So build another loop, have another go, give a boy a rope. Give a boy a job, not a lot, but one with purpose. Help him where you can to understand. Don't be nervous. Teach him to be tough and how to love. A job worth doing, he's gonna have to trust. Maybe even cuss. Give a boy a job, but give a boy a rope, and he's gonna use it and get tangled up, then he's bound to lose it. But he's gonna learn it can burn or catch a girl's eye. So build another loop, have another go, give a boy a rope. So build another loop, have another go, give a boy a rope. Just give him a rope.
That's a wonderful song, Ryan, that we just listened to, Give the Boy a Rope, from our guest Ryan Fritz's newest CD, Keeper of the West. And I understand this was also nominated by the Academy of Western Artists for Song of the Year. Was that what you were telling us?
That's right, yeah. It's coming up in 2 weeks, I believe. So it's,
yeah.
Nomination in the top five. So
yeah, congratulations.
I'm pretty honored to have him pick that song.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about you and music, and when you picked up a guitar, and a little bit about your songwriting.
Okay. I think I was 15 or 16. I got a guitar for my birthday and just sort of messed around with it. At that time, I would have been listening to Ian Tyson, Alan mm-hmm. Jackson, them, I guess, were some of my influence. I liked Vern Gosden.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, and you know, it's so different now. Any type of music you want to hear, you can just dial it up on the internet, but you know, back then it was pretty tough to find a selection. But that's who I was locked on, and I took some lessons through high school, and sort of enough to get me through. And when I went to work on these ranches, that's when I could play around, and people couldn't get away. I was the entertainment, so yeah, and sometimes yeah. I was playing whether I wanted to or not. Generally, whenever we had some kind of a campfire party, I was singing, or if the boys went to town, I remember a time or two that I didn't go to town, but I might as well, because when they got back to the bunkhouse, they just sort of prop me up on my bed and hand me my guitar, and I'd be singing and playing anyway. So.
And that's well, that's
how
like
I started, and when everyone got tired of hearing the same old songs, I started writing my own.
Uh-huh. That's sort of like a scene right out of a movie, Gary, you know?
It is.
Coming back, and you know.
Yeah, I was just visualizing the bunkhouse, yeah.
Exactly. You have a riveting, captivating, true voice. It's wonderful to hear. And I think it's really a treasure, and it's a voice that we need in Western music. Great storytelling. I think that you have a little help. You've got Eli Barcy, do you, and John Cunningham behind you on some of your songs?
Yeah, for sure. Like recorded four albums with them, and that's definitely a very nice perk, is having Eli and her harmonies in there, and John as well, and the great musicians and talent they bring in, and they've met through their travels, and really put a nice sound together. It just amazes me that I can be out, you know, in the pasture or out in a bunkhouse somewhere, and I write these songs, and it's just the bare bones, and then you bring it to the studio, and you record your tracks, voice and guitar, and then give it to the musicians to see what they pull out of it, and it's just a really neat process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the creative process. You also do perform. I see you at Kamloops and some other places. Can you share with us a little bit about what it is to perform live? What you like about that?
I like getting out and being able to share my songs, and it's you get a mix of these cowboy festivals of people who want to be cowboys and never got to, and then sort of hiding in the back are the real cowboys that they might not want to be seen, but they're sitting there listening and nodding their heads, and you know they get, or they've been there, what you're singing about. And I love that aspect. And then the people that never got to live that life, when they get to hear that and share that, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
And just meeting everyone, I enjoy that, and talking a bit about my songs.
I was listening to your to your music the last couple of days, particularly getting ready for the show, I kept thinking, who does he remind me of? His voice. And has anybody ever said that you sound a little bit like John Connolly? That may be the first time you've heard
that. That's a new one.
That's a new one. Well, who have you been compared to?
Oh, I've heard a mix between R.W. Hampton, Ian Tyson, and...
I hear a little Chris Ledoux.
That came to mind.
Only a little bit of all them guys. Don Edwards, Chris Ledoux, Ian Tyson. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess I'm a product of all their great singing and songs they've passed along.
Yeah, but then you put it together in your own style, and so that is very, very special. And, you know, it was interesting when we were talking the other day, Ryan, I asked you, we talked about that first CD that you did, and what was the motivation behind that first CD?
The first one, I guess, was just the boys at the ranch that I'd been singing and writing these songs, and it seemed like a good idea. I should record a CD, and I ended up stumbling across a little studio once on a trip we took, and it was just one of those quick deals. You strolled in there with your songs, and you could record an album in a day kind of thing, and it was sort of shaky, but we made this thing, and I sold them around the ranches. I was living at Douglas Lake Ranch there, and you know, my friends had peddled them for me, and it was kind of a tin can sound. Anyways, it wasn't too long after, we were driving one of the ranch trucks, and there was, I believe it was a cassette tape of Eli Barcy in there. And it just stayed in the truck for a long time. The boys, you know, we all liked it. And I guess that's how I got their address. And I called them up because I wanted to do another album. And I contacted her, and we set it up and went from there. And I strolled in with my scribblings on papers and... really no training at all, and I'm sure they thought, what kind of a hillbilly mess is this?
But, I doubt it.
It's just great. Every time we've done an album, I learn so much, and I just love it, the process, and they've been great to me.
She's so proud of you. We had Eli on as a guest just a few weeks ago, and she announced that you had, I think it was on the show, wasn't it, Gary, that you had would be receiving this award? So I know they're like proud, you know, mama and papa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I thought that was an interesting story about the way that you made that first CD, the purpose, you know, to sell it to the guys at the ranches, because I don't think I've ever had anybody that's recorded their first CD, and that was the purpose for doing it, was to sell it to the ranch guys. But it's a cool story. And nobody
really to get it to take it much further than that, and we were at a ranch rodeo one time, and there was a cowboy poetry gathering going on, and the team I was on, we ended up winning the rodeo, so we ended up on the stage, and during one of the breaks of the performances, and I got talking with an organizer there, and it wasn't long, and I was up singing, doing my first little gig there. So that's kind of how that started as well.
That is so cool. I can remember at some point in time, they used to have these where they had these little booths, and you could go into the booth and you could record right there a little 45, you know, so you know, quality of that thing was awesome. Yeah, that's a long time ago. So you go in the booth and record your 45 and come back out with a copy of it. So pretty cool. Well, this is the award-winning song, the Wrangler award-winning song that we want to get to right now. And it is Keeper of the West. Let's take a listen to that and come back and talk more with Ryan Fritz up in sunny Saskatchewan on the Campfire Cafe.
Took his son out riding. They
top down on a ridge, gazed upon a valley, looked the same as it did when the ranch first started back in 1893. He said, son, I just hope someday this is what your children see. He said, I'm handing you this bridle, take a good hold of the reins. There's gonna be some changing, so let the good things remain. This country is growing, they ain't making no more land. So remember how you got it, I know you will, as you carry on our brand. Keeper of the West, keep on shining. Keeper of the West, keep on riding. Like the mountain standing tall, standing tall. Keeper of the West, keep watching and teaching those around you your ways. And to you we tip our hat, to the best. Keeper of the West. Up in the saddle, as a girl she always dreamed. One day she'd be riding in the Calgary Stampede, and her dreams ride on horses from an old legacy, and she carries on tradition in her competition for all the world to see. Keeper of the West, keep on shining. Keeper of the West, keep on riding. And like the mountain standing tall, stand it all. Keeper of the West, keep watching and teaching those around you your ways. And to you we tip our hat, to the best. Keeper of the West, keep watching and teaching those around you your ways. And to you we tip our hat, to the best. Keeper of the West.
Keeper of the West from the CD by the same title. And Ryan, talk to us a little bit about your ranching operation and what real ranch life is like outside of pulling calves and having your hands frozen to the calf while you're trying to pull it.
All right. Well, we moved to this place in Saskatchewan about 14 years ago, and it was sort of a partial grain farm, and it had this area here. It's not the traditional grasslands. It's a little further south and west of us. It's got a lot of parkland, trees and poplar and meadows and a lot of water. And we came out here and bought this land and began turning it into a ranch. And I guess a lot of the first years, it seemed similar to, if you've ever read Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Any of those old books.
Mm-hmm.
Our experience was like that. We moved out here and, you know, we didn't have much more than a horse trailer or, you know, anything else. So we really started from scratch, and we moving from Alberta to Saskatchewan, this part of Saskatchewan, the winters are very harsh, and learning that and how to be set up and dealing with that is quite a process, and the knowledge and scars in between, I guess, makes it a good story. We're still here, so surviving some cattle cycles that are been crazy, but you know, they say most ranchers have been broke two or three times, so I'm almost a certified rancher.
Yeah. Somebody said if you want to become a millionaire and a rancher, start out with $1 billion and you might make it.
Yeah. It doesn't take long.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's funny. So you run about 400 head of cattle right now, I think you told me. Yeah,
of stockers. And then we also keep about 220 of mother cows for a customer. And we keep them through the winter and calve them out. And they leave in the springtime after they're branded. And then we've also, for several years, looked after a big steer pasture. They turn out about 5,000 head of steers.
Oh, wow.
In about mid-April. So I'd head down there. As soon as there's some ground showing, they start hauling these cattle, get them out of the feed pens before the frost comes out of the roads. So they're hauling like crazy. And I did that. I'd be there by myself till the boys got out of school, my sons. And then they spent the summer with me in this cow camp and give a boy a rope, sure. Come in handy then. My oldest son, he's taking over that job now, so I guess I'll be going down to give him a hand now. So it's kind of
there you go. Well, there you go. Well, I guess you have to have a pretty good remuda to handle that many cattle.
Oh yeah, we definitely go through the horses. We do lots of roping. We get lots of ale, and the cattle get a lot of foot rot, pink eye. So we go through lots of horses and ropes and. You know, keeping them healthy. In the wintertime, we have too many horses standing around, and in the summer, you don't have enough. But that's how she goes. But they're really great places for training horses, and so we enjoy that.
Well, that just leads us right into this next song that I just absolutely love. And let's take a listen to Jingle Up, and we'll be right back to talk more with Ryan Fritz. On Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Well, a saddle up, old Tess, gonna jingle up. Yes, a saddle up, old Tess, gonna jingle up. With a snort and a whistle, a big old blow. To the rocks in the dark we go. I hope them broncs are close to jingle up. Now I snubbed the commies, I rode at the jingle up. Yes, I snubbed the commies, I rode at the jingle up. That cookie makes it strong and black. I hope there's still enough. I'm gonna have me a big old cup once I jingle up. So jingle up, big Bermuda. Jingle up, jingle, jingle. Jingle up, jingle up. Sweet Bermuda, jingle up. They stand like statues in the dark. I hope this mare's gonna do her part. Show me where they are and jingle up. Bridles and robes for me. The boys are waiting with their bridles and robes on me.
standing round the big old gate. I hope these colts don't make them wait. No one wants to be late, so jingle up. The sparks are flying, the leaders are trying me. The sparks are flying and the leaders are running me. I cuss and herd them through the haze. They take me around all over the place. This bear sure likes to chase and to jingle up. So jingle up, big Bermuda, jingle up, jingle, jingle, jingle up, jingle up, sweet Bermuda, jingle up. The same thing happens every day by the crack of dawn or 5 miles away. I wish they'd learn to hang and jingle up. Well, jingle up, big Bermuda, jingle up, jingle, jingle, jingle up, oh, jingle up. Wild Bermuda, jingle up. Well, the same thing happens every day by the crack of dawn or 5 miles away. I wish they'd learn to hang and jingle up. Why is it always my turn to jingle up?
Jingle up, Ryan Fritz. And Ryan, there's some folks out there that may not know what the phrase jingle up refers to. You want to explain that to folks?
Oh, sure. Yeah, jingle up is a term used for running in your horses. And on the big ranches, you might have 30 to 100 head of horses in a group. So they're, after the day's done, they're turned out into a big pasture to graze for the night. And in the morning, a cowboy will saddle up a horse, and lots of times we'd use a mare that was pretty good, kind of herd bound, and was good at finding them. And depending on how early you're starting, if it's in the dark, you could put a bell on them horses so you could hear them in the morning. So they would jingle as you're running them into the crowd. You'd hear them jingle. So lots of times, just the term "jingle up" was used to go wrangle in or run in the horses. And quite often, I can remember some of the cow camps I'd stay in, and we'd be going to bed early, trying to get sleep because we're getting up at 2 or 2:30 in the morning to beat the heat. And them horses would be all around the cabin all evening while you're trying to sleep, scratching their backside, almost on the cover of the cabin. But come morning, they are long gone, and you might get lucky and find them in half hour, or you might be, you know, a lot longer, and everyone's standing there ready to catch your horse, ready to go. So you better have them jingled in.
You better have them jingled in. And horses are herd animals, so I guess usually you use kind of the dominant mare out of the Bermuda, and they'd kind of follow her in. So that's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool deal. Well, I wanted to ask you about, you just got back from Alpine a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And first time down there for you?
First time, yep. That was excellent. Great gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one of the things that's a little bit unique about Alpine, from what I understand, is that most of the performers down there are real cowboys that are singers and
that's
songwriters.
That's what I really enjoy, because lots of these, some of these cowboy festivals you go to, it's called a cowboy festival, but I'll feel quite out of place, you know, amongst the other performers or trying to find conversation other than some music. But Alpine was excellent, from the performers to the people that even go and watch. You don't get to Alpine by accident, so when you're there to hear music.
Gosh. Well, I think right behind Elko, that probably is maybe the oldest cowboy gathering that takes place. I believe this was their 31st year down there. So quite an honor to be part of that gathering down there in Alpine. And
it was, and they did an excellent job, and I sure appreciated them and all us. There was about five of us new performers there, and they they had us perform right off the bat on the big stage opening morning, and it was just excellent to for people to get a chance to meet new performers who hadn't been there. So it just set it up for a nice weekend for us.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty cool. And I understand, too, a little bird told me that that your wife, Fawn, got to go down there with you, which is a little bit unusual for everybody to be able to go on from the ranch at the same time. But you've got one of your sons that's performing with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my son, Haas, he is 16 now. And a couple years ago, he started playing bass, learning bass guitar at school. And he was taking some lessons, and I came in one day, and he said, "Dad, do you mind if I play with you?" And so we sat down in the living room, and he just sort of blew me away. He was playing right to my songs, and he'd been playing with my CDs. So a year ago, he started coming with me to these shows, and it's so much fun. We get the work done here on the ranch, and then we head off on a road trip with our guitars. But the thing with the ranch is not everyone can get away at the same time. So it's usually my wife here looking after, holding down the camp. So
there must be a new. Well, there'll be a new song coming. Give the boy a guitar.
That happened. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is so cool. Any of the other kids musically inclined?
Yeah, my older son, Lane, too. He plays guitar, and we tried to put him in lessons when he was young, but he's left-handed. So him and the teacher got frustrated, so he sort of quit his lessons, and he came home, and he just flipped the guitar upside down and sort of taught himself. He just kind of, he'd look at the chords I was doing, and he'd make him up. So he plays quite a bit, but just for himself and on the ranches. We haven't talked him onto the stage yet, but that might happen.
Oh gosh, well that'd be pretty
we'll
cool.
I'm not.
Yeah. Well, that is cool.
It's very special to be able to ranch with your family and then to be playing music with them too. It's really cool.
Well, it is, and it's kind of a bond I think a lot of the ranch families have. Today, everybody is so scattered, families that used to, my family, where they came from, they've got the family cemeteries, now people are just scattered all over the country. So it's kind of cool when families can stay together and work together and carry on some traditions and legacies that, deal with the ranching life. But anyway, we're running out of time, and we've got a little more music that I want to get to before we have to close down. I want to do right now, Ryan, the title cut from the CD Windblown Buckaroo. And do you want to tell us anything about this song?
Sure. Yeah, this song, I guess the idea I got for it when I lived in Alberta, we get a lot of them big Chinook winds, and that's them warm air winds that come from the Pacific. And they drop over the Rockies, and when they hit the eastern slopes, the wind's coming at about 60 miles an hour. So when you're out riding in them days, you pull your hat down as hard as you can, and your head might come off before your hat. But anyway, sometimes your chaps are sticking straight out, and your ears are ringing, and you're a windblown buckaroo, and that's, I guess, where I got that.
All right. Well, this is another great song, so let's take a listen to that, and we'll be right back for more conversation with Ryan Fritz.
Windblown buckaroo rides a high range, but he tries to hug against the timber line. Ears ringing, wires singing, tail swishing wild. As long as he's horseback, he don't mind. He steps out on a ledge where he can see that coulee where those strays might hide. But his colt is
he feels the wind, and he spooks back toward the mountainside. Wind-blown buckaroo, big old wind's gonna blow right through. Wind-blown buckaroo, the sweet old song that you grew up to. Chinook winds allow those cows to graze. And as the sun drops behind the rocks and the winds lay low for the night, he gets behind that herd of cows and he whoops them home below the full moonlight. Grew up too.
We've been chatting with award-winning singer-songwriter and real-deal cowboy Ryan Fritz on this hour, and that was Wind Blowin' Buckaroo, the title track from, I think, his fourth. Was it your fourth CD, Ryan?
That's right.
Wind Blown?
Yep.
Yep. And I just have a question. I love talking to songwriters. I'm so interested in the process. Do you have any words of wisdom to songwriters out there?
On how the songs come or how to write them? And
well, either one of those, how they come or how to write them.
I write different ways. Like I'll come up with an idea when I'm out riding, working or something. And it seems like when I'm busy, I'll really get a lot happening then. And sometimes I'll come up with the idea and I'll start it as a poem maybe. And then other times at night when I'm just playing quietly, I'll just strike a chord and it just makes a certain sound, and the way my mind goes, and I'll just start going with it. But if I hear something that I want to write a song about, I'll definitely jot it down and go with it. Or if I think of something, but I've got.
So when you say you jot it down, I'm always curious. So I get this image of you, out working, lots of activity, things going on around you. Do you carry a little notebook in your vest, or do you talk into your phone, or how do you capture the thought?
Yeah, now it's probably phone. At one time it was a little notebook in my vest pocket, mm-hmm. or I'd come running in the house and holler at my wife to hand me something to write on. And but it's a little bit of both now, but the phones now that they've made it quite handy for songwriting, and especially keeping the tune, because lots of times you don't always finish the song at once, and maybe you get busy and you got to go, and when you come back to it, you might not capture that tune the way you had it the first time. So with the phone, it's sure nice to be able to capture that.
Mm-hmm. And with five CDs out, do you find that you don't record something until you've really performed it a lot, or how do you decide when a song is ready to be recorded?
Yeah, if it's a song that I enjoy performing, and I generally try to group, you know, for the idea of the album, I write quite a few songs, so I have a lot to pick from. I'll pick the ones that I enjoy performing and playing, but also are going to fit in with that album, the direction of it as well.
How long does it take, Ryan, from concept to the end? I mean, you know, how long does it take you to write a song? Does it just happen quickly, or do you have to go back sometimes?
Sometimes you can write one in five or 10 minutes, but then, you know, some of them just really come to you, or I'll work on them, and that's rare that they'll come like that. But sometimes I'll start one and I'll work on it, and I'll just work on it for a few days, and till I get it the way I want it. And yeah, it just depends. If they flow good, you just go with it. And I've had some that I'll get stumped on, and you just leave it, file it away, and then another time come back to it. Mm-hmm. Actually, the song Keeper of the West, I had started about eight or so years ago, and I'd got half of it through, and I wasn't sure at the direction how I wanted to go with it, and I just kept it, and then eventually I just knew how I was. So yeah, there's different ways for sure.
Well, I want to ask, if you get to a certain point with a song and then you sit down and you perform it for Fawn to find out what she thinks.
Oh yeah, she gets to hear it a lot, because when you're writing a song, you're going it over and over again. So when people, it's funny, because they'll say, "Oh, he sounds so good." She'll roll her eyes. She's like, "I've heard that 100 times." But once I've got it the way I like it, then I'll call her to come and sit down, and I'll go through it and play the song, and I wait to see her reaction. And she's pretty good. She's a pretty good
reader, gosh.
whether it's a gooder or not.
That's great. That's great. Well, I thought she might have a little input into whether they pass the test or not, but I had to ask that question. Well, let's tell folks where they can find you and where they can purchase your music.
Sure. Well, yeah, I've got the 5 albums now, so the easiest way is to go to my website, ryanfritz.net, and go to the Mercantile there, the store section. I've got all my music and contact for bookings, and it's all there.
All right. And you've got some great video. Got some great video on that website as well. Ryan Fritz, FRITZ.net. And can folks be looking for you anywhere soon to perform?
The biggest thing next, we're going down to those awards, the Wrangler Awards in April. And we are taking bookings right now for summer. So if anyone's looking for something their way, they can contact us through the website for sure.
All right. Well, you sure want to be able to enjoy his music and a performance. And, man, I hope that they stream the Wrangler Awards again this year. They did some of that last year, and I got to catch some of that streaming live. So that was a lot of fun, too. But congratulations again on that Wrangler Award. That is a very, very special award and a very special event to attend. So congratulations to you, my friend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and really appreciate you folks for your program here and sharing my music with all your listeners all around.
Well, we're happy to do that. We're gonna close out the segment with another one of your great songs, and this one is also from the CD, Windblown Buckaroo. And this one, Ryan, is Whiskey and Fire. Tell us a little bit about this one before we go.
All right. This song I wrote a few years back. You can kind of, it sort of has an outlaw Josie Wales mood to it, or maybe that's what I was thinking anyways. But I think every once in a while, some people go through hard times, and you deal with them how you want to. But you don't want to stay in the hard times too long. You got to push on and keep going. So that's sort of the gist of this one.
All right. Well, we're going to close with Whiskey and Fire. And Ryan, thank you again so much for taking the time to be with us. And you can go back to pulling calves or whatever it is that you need to do for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I better go check on that one, see how he's doing. Thank you very much, right. Gary and Bobby.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right.
You should have seen me 10 years ago. Back in the hills, I had it all. Clean-shaven man, I worked my own land till the day that I lost it all. So now this is it, horseback I sit. I'll probably drift all my days. Night I lay down on this cold, hard ground. The wind plays a tune on the wire. And that's where I mix whiskey and fire. Yes, that's where I mix whiskey and fire. Misery rides a black hole. Whiskey invites him in. The flames of hell fan higher when I tip that jug up again. The morning sunshine on trails ahead wide, running down strays, earning a pay. The ranker the horse, the wilder the cow, it puts my mind at ease for now. Night I lay down on this cold hard ground, the wind plays a tune on the wire. And that's when I mix whiskey and fire. Yeah, that's when I mix whiskey and fire. Misery rides a black horse. The whiskey invites him in. The flames of hell fan higher when I tip that jug up again. Misery rides a black horse. The whiskey invites him in. The flames of hell fan higher when I tip that jug up again.
Whiskey and Fire, Ryan Fritz. And Bobby, it's been fun talking with Ryan.
Oh, that's great. Isn't it wonderful to have an opportunity to chat with talent that you know, we don't know yet? It's so fun.
Well, it is. It is. And there is a lot of great talent that's out there still to visit with. And I think that's one of the fun things about doing these shows is that you get to meet such great and talented people, and some that maybe you're not as familiar with. And you know that the future of cowboy and Western music is in good hands moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
absolutely
pretty cool. But I want to mention real quickly that you can make reservations now and purchase your tickets for Rendezvous 2017, benefiting the Alzheimer's Association and the National Parkinson's Foundation. And that is held this year. We'll be at Loretta Lynn's Ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. And another music legend for sure, right there with Miss Loretta, still performing at 80 plus years old. And just released a new album a few months ago. So we look forward to seeing all of our friends down there. There'll be trail riding. There will be wild horse demonstrations and a lot of shopping going on. And of course, a lot of great music from some of our favorite folks that will be attending Rendezvous 2017. So for all that information, you can visit at our website at equestrianlegacy.net and just click on Rendezvous 2017, and that takes place June 1st through 3rd, and that is not very far away, Bobby.
I know. It's like around the corner, right after Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival almost. We go right into Rendezvous.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of exciting things that are going on out there, and a lot of opportunities to meet some cool folks that are very talented, both back in the West and moving back here toward the East. And by the way, I want to mention that Belinda Gale and R.W. Hampton are performing at the Booth Western Museum in Cartersville, Georgia this weekend. So if you're somewhere in the Southeast and have the opportunity to run down there, I think their performance is on the 11th, and a lot of great Western artists. And my understanding is one of the finest Western museums in the country right there in Cartersville, Georgia. So just a little plug for them. And have you been down there?
I have not been down there, but I know a variety of museum people that are involved there. And I know they do these marvelous events. And it's one of the only, you know, Western themed museums on the East Coast. So very, very important, keeping the West alive in the work that they do. So that's a fabulous place.
So anyway, if you have an opportunity this weekend, get down and visit with R.W. Hampton and Belinda Gale for their show, and see all the great Western artists and take part in that at Cartersville, Georgia. And I believe that starts on the 9th. So that's today. That's already
today. Well, sure, it's Thursday going into the weekend. Sure. Yeah. And you know, Gary, you posted something very interesting the other day on Facebook, a little bit about our audience, and I thought it might be fun to share, if you could, a little bit about where all of our listeners are listening from.
Well, I think people are listening all over the world, but I think the ones that surprised me this past week when I looked, and they actually had showed up in the top 20 this time, was Kenya, believe it or not, Kenya, and then in Japan. But, of course, the United States has the biggest audience. Canada always comes in there in the top five, but Mexico. Recently, as you know, we've developed a big audience in Mexico and Brazil and Argentina and Australia, and I'm just mentioning some of the top countries: Italy and the UK and Hungary and Sweden and Denmark and Norway. Folks are just listening everywhere, and so we appreciate this audience that we have, enjoying our conversations with these Western artists and their music, as well as our great horse guest that we have on the show. So it's just pretty cool. Never imagined that 5 years ago when we started Equestrian Legacy Radio. So
it's very exciting. And I'd like to take a moment and thank each and every listener that does give us your time. And we hope that we entertain you and that you are enjoying the show, and that you're telling a friend, or you're posting a link on a social media to the show you just listened to. And we just really thank you. That's how this gets found and shared. And you're doing a lot to keep Western and country music and equestrian lifestyle alive. And we thank you for that. And I just think that's so cool.
Well, thank you. It is fun. And we appreciate the fact that we've got so many folks that are listening and enjoying meeting all these folks. And my co-hosts are pretty awesome, Bobby. I can't tell.
You've got some great co-hosts.
Yeah, Belinda's show on Sundays. Yeah. That's by the way, be sure and tune in on Sunday mornings starting at 9 o'clock for Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale. And then, people constantly are saying, I just really would like to meet that lady. She's got such a delightful laugh. You know, would love to meet her.
She is exactly what you expect. You know, she is.
I'm talking about you.
Has a great laugh. She's got a great laugh.
Yeah, that's kind of stroking yourself a little bit there, but but anyway, we have a fun time, and then Jennifer Dennison, who's the senior editor with Western Horseman, has come on board as a co-host, and it's
a pleasure to have her along with us for the ride.
Yeah, she's out in Colorado, and then we've got a young lady, Mary Maroney, that I think is going to start joining us for some co-hosting duties on Saddle Up America. And of course we have Jim McGarvey, who is the chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America, who is with us every first Thursday of the month. And missing today is our friend Robert, the Trailmeister Eversole, and he's actually in the air flying to a horse expo in Michigan. And so he's absent today, but usually with us on the second Thursdays of the month. So anyway, we appreciate all of our audience. We appreciate our co-hosts. We certainly appreciate these artists and these horse people that join us each week to talk about the wonderful world of horses and to share their music and their stories with us for our Western performers and country performers that are with us. And I will mention very quickly that next week we'll be joined by Jennifer Dennison. And, you know, Thursday is the day before St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Mm-hmm. And so our musical guest next week will be Cowboy Celtic.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, how appropriate to have them the day before St. Paddy's Day. So we'll be enjoying them. And then one of the big equestrian events that takes place in the country, this is the 15th year for Road to the Horse. And the founder and the promoter of that event, the producer of that event, is Tootie Bland. And so Tootie will be joining us. Road to the Horse is the following week in Lexington, Kentucky. So we're going to enjoy talking with Tootie, and we'll enjoy the music of Cowboy Celtic as well. So anyway, hope you'll tune in for that. And Bobby, I guess it's time to wrap this thing up. You always have great closing thoughts for the show.
Well, I found this one by Henry Miller. We are all part of creation, all kings, all poets, all musicians. We have only to open up to discover what is already there.
Oh, that's great. That is another great closing thought. So we'll just leave it at that. And we look forward to seeing you all back on the radio next week, beginning at noon Central Time on Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close out this segment today and the show for today with a great song from Mary Kay called Grit, Grace, and Balin Twine. And Bobby Bell, we'll see you back on the radio.
All right.
They say there's two kinds of folks. One's wear boots and the ones that don't. I believe, darling, you and me hold steady in the boot category. Goodbye, city life and 9-to-5 living. Our corporate meetings are held in our kitchen. You can't beat our sweet retirement plan. Don't get sick, work as long as you can. This is how we hang and rattle. Raise my kids and raise them cattle. Let loose on a Saturday night. Two-step under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy. Keep it together, you and me, baby. 'Cause the trick of the trade when life unwinds is grit, grace, and baling twine. They say to make it pay, you gotta roll with the seasons. Make do or do without knowing to sell and when to keep them. Our best insurance is in making do. Duct tape, utter balm, and super glue. Give us this crazy life, but nothing
y'all. This is how we hang and rattle, raising our kids and raising cattle. Let loose on Saturday night, two-step under neon lights. Our life's a good kind of crazy, keep it together, you and me, baby. Cause the trick of the trade when life unwinds is grit, grace, and bail and twine.
And bailing twice.